Well, another group whose rights have been trampled on by this Shenhua mob and any government that supports them are local Aborigines. Indigenous elders are now threatening to take their objections to the mine, to the UN. The local Aboriginal leader, Steve Talbot, said, and I quote, "We'll continue to fight, and if push comes to shove, we'll take it out of Australia, because we're not going to get a fair go in Australia in regards to our Aboriginal culture and heritage." Mr. Talbot, an elder, says local Aborigines haven't been able to access the mine site since Shenhua bought the land in the Ridge Country. He describes the site as the equivalent of a war memorial to Aboriginal warriors who retreated to the area to regroup and sharpen their weapons during wars with the first European settlers. Now, you'd imagine Aboriginal people might also have some sort of native title claim over the land that Shenhua wants to mine, except that native title rights don't give Aborigines power to veto mining on their land. The Native Title Act gives them the right to negotiate, and that's all. And if these negotiations result in Aborigines still refusing permission to mine, then the matter is referred to an outfit called the Native Title Tribunal. But even if that Native Title Tribunal upholds the Aborigines' position, it can be overruled by the minister. We fall apart to accommodate the mining invasion. Given that scenario, who could blame local Aboriginal people if they didn't even bother to mount a native title claim over this disgraced and disgusting Shenhua proposal? Any government who believes this is legit has to understand it's got a pile of trouble stacking up outside its door.